Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I will admit I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation.
It's the late, great SRB, Great Experience, Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with Wally Bach, original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 19th anniversary, and he's like me. He's in his 20th year on this show. And he is an author extraordinaire. The new book, the e-book on bosses, tell me the exact title because I don't have it in front of me.
It is Become a Better Boss, One Tip at a Time.
All right. And so can they get that all at once right now? Aren't you serializing that? What are you doing?
No, it's available. It's on the my Three Star Leadership site, www.3starleadership.com,
right.
Spelled out like one word, .com.
Right.
And it's $9.95 price. So that even I can afford it.
Even you can, yeah, what a deal. No kidding, folks. I'm serious. Become a better boss. One tip at a time.
347 of them.
347? What? Only you would think of that. Only you would not say 365.
I did it like Deming and his 14 points. Why are there 347? Because that's how many there were.
I didn't ask you that question. Nobody asked you what, I mean, there were. I just asked you why you did that. Anyway, congratulations. Folks, that's a lot of tips for $10. I'd encourage you to check it out. Say again now, 3starleadership.com?
3starleadership, all spelled out like one word,
okay.
.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. So one of the reasons we like to have Wally on the show, folks, is because he's really plugged into some of the new books that are coming out, and I've asked him to share a couple of them with us that you might find interesting. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I want to hit two that I've read recently that I think are really helpful and particularly good for small business because they don't take the big company kind of approach to things. And the first one is a book called Creativity, Inc., which is by Ed Catmull, who's the CEO of Pixar. And it's a good story. He writes it real well. The spine of the book is the story of him and Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that makes it sound like it's one of those dreadful innovation books that, you know, give you 64 ways to do this and 25 ways to do that. But he wraps it in the story nicely, and he thinks about how you manage people, how you work with people so that they're more productive. And he talks about it like creative people, but it's really any people that you're looking for. It's a good read. It's easy. It's definitely something you ought to have on your shelf. And it's a perfect small business book because it's not about things that only big companies can do.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my first.
Does he include mistakes he made?
All the way through.
Okay, so folks, that's worth the price. One of the main reasons why I read autobiographies is to read about what they did wrong. When I have a big shot, a famous person on the show who's really knocked it out of the park in their career, I make them talk about what they did wrong, how they messed up, and they're always ready to talk about it.
And that's when I tell people to
pay attention.
One of the things that Catmull talks about in the book is that you can't do it without mistakes. So it's not only the mistakes that he made, but the mistakes that he had to deal with that other people made,
right.
And why, you know, how you turn that from, you know, trial and error to trial and learning. It's a first-rate book. It's definitely worth
it. Say the name again.
It is Creativity, Inc., INC. The other book...
Say the author again, quickly.
The author is Ed Catmull. Catmull. Catmull.
All right, Catmull. All right, and the next book.
Next book is by Stanley McChrystal, General Stanley McChrystal.
Yeah, McChrystal, of course.
And he's got a couple of books out. The one that I'm recommending is his book, Team of Teams. And, I mean, teamwork gets a lot of press today. It's one of the hot buzzword kinds of things.
Yep.
There's two things about this book that make it worthwhile, and one that makes it particularly good for a small business. The two things that make it worthwhile are, he breaks down very clearly why a lot of the stuff that people like me learned when we learned how to lead and how to manage and all of that. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff that I got in my degree doesn't work in a new kind of world where there's got to be more thinking all the way around, that you don't know everything about what you do. The other thing that's particularly important, and this goes back to what we talked about a second ago, is he shares his mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we started out. And the backbone of this book is the story of learning how to deal with Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Ah.
So, and trust me, this is not a military history kind of story. Mm-hmm. It is about, they were doing this, and they kept beating us, and so we had to learn how to do it a new way.
How to
and
make
so we tried this, and it
how
didn't
how
work.
How to turn challenges into opportunities.
How to turn challenges into opportunities, but more importantly, I think, for small business, let me shift to my third point here. The particular thing about small business is that it will give you a sense of your particular strength. The kind of thing that he talks about in terms of developing teams and culture and the rest of it is something that small businesses do almost naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Big companies have it really, really hard.
So folks, check it out. Team of Teams by General McChrystal. And Wally is 3starleadership.com and writing a book with Wally.com.
Yes.
And tips for being a better boss one tip at a time.
At a time.
All right, one tip at a time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.